From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Though it was only a partial eclipse over California, enthusiasm was in full effect from many school kids and teachers. Bob Moffitt reports from Sacramento.
In Yuba City, teachers like Mrs. Hawkins shepherded children outside in manageable groups with strict instructions.
Glasses on. I'm going to be grumpy about it, honey. I'm sorry.
Ethan Williamson is 9 and in third grade. He was hoping to see a full eclipse, but was still pretty impressed by the partial eclipse.
It looks like a crescent moon, kind of like when it's about to be a full moon when the clouds are moving away from the moon at night.
Andrew Moffitt is 6 and in first grade.
Like the moon shining orange with the orange potion threaded all over.
One class taped their glasses across holes cut in paper plates and wore them as masks. Not all of the viewing efforts worked. Some teachers, like Mr. Marler, tried putting the glasses over his cell phone to take pictures with varying degrees of blurry success.
How did the selfie with the glasses work?
It didn't. I'm disappointed. It seems like that should work, huh? I'm going to try again, I think.
And Ms. Bradley tried to reflect the eclipse off of a cookie sheet and into a bucket of water.
It's not big enough. There's not enough space with water to reflect it back.
All failures are good to know now. There's plenty of time to develop new strategies for the next eclipse coming in 2024. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffitt.
California senators are considering relaxing a law for when it's okay to cross the street at lighted intersections. Right now, you're not supposed to walk without a solid walk sign, even if a timer says you still have 20 seconds to make it. A Los Angeles Times report found in recent years, police wrote more than 20,000 such citations in Southern California alone. The new proposal would let people cross as long as there's time to reach the other side. It passed the state assembly 76-1. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.